Good evening, this is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Today on World Rhinoceros Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post reaffirmed India's commitment to rhino conservation. Observed every September 22nd with the theme Keep the Five Alive, the day highlights the need to protect the five rhino species, white, black, greater one-horned, Javan and Sumatran. Mr. Modi praised the workers who have been involved in rhino conservation efforts over the last many years and expressed pride in India's large population of one-horned rhinos. He also recalled his visit to Kaziranga, urging others to experience it firsthand. Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main today in a social media post extended their heartfelt congratulations to Air Marshal Amarpreet Singh on his appointment as the new Chief of the Indian Air Force. In his tweet, Mr. Khandu praised Singh's exemplary skills and expressed confidence that his leadership will further strengthen the Air Force. Meanwhile, DCM Main also lauded the Air Marshal's distinguished career as a fighter pilot, highlighting his strategic vision and leadership, which will propel the IAF to newer heights of excellence. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today in a social media post has extended heartfelt congratulations to Rupa Bayor for winning a silver medal in the under 30 female category at the Australian Open recognized Pumse event, an official Asian Games discipline. Mr. Khandu praised Rupa for overcoming challenges and achieving significant milestones as a professional taekwondo athlete. He expressed pride in her accomplishments and wished her continued success in the future. The Itanagar Municipal Corporation Mayor Tame Pasang yesterday announced that the urban local body will impose fine to individuals and business establishments that litter in public places. He said this while interacting to media after a cleanliness drive organized as part of Swachhta Hi Seva campaign at different parts of the Itanagar capital region yesterday. Mr. Pasang emphasized the importance of public participation or Jan Bhagidari in maintaining a clean and green city. He said, fostering a sense of civic responsibility among residents is crucial to effectively combat the ongoing garbage crisis. He added that this noble work should extend beyond organized drives and become a part of everyday life. The center has issued an advisory to states and union territories to curb tobacco use among youth. The Union Ministry of Education and Health have jointly issued advisory to chief secretaries to enforce the tobacco-free educational institutions guidelines. The goal is to protect future generations by raising awareness of tobacco's harmful effects and promoting control measures in schools and colleges. The advisory highlights alarming data from the Global Youth Tobacco Survey 2019, which found that 8.5% of students aged 13 to 15 in India use tobacco. It also noted that 55% of lifelong users initiate the habit before the age of 20. The advisory encourages educational institutions, including schools, colleges, and universities, to adopt the Tobacco-Free Educational Institutions Manual and Guidelines to safeguard the health and well-being of students. As part of the Swachhta Hi Seva fortnight, Government Higher Secondary School in the Rajiv Gandhi University campus organized Kala Utsav at its premises yesterday. The event saw students participating in various cultural programs that highlighted the symbiotic relationship between humans and nature, showcasing Arunachal Pradesh's nature-based sustainable lifestyle. Speaking on the occasion, Assistant Nodal Officer for Swachhta Hi Seva, Rajiv Gandhi University, Dr. Varsha Patnaik emphasized the importance of conserving green spaces amid modernization and urbanization, a value cherished by the people of the state. Kala Utsav, a flagship initiative launched in 2015 by the Department of School Education and Literacy, Ministry of Education, aims to promote and showcase the artistic talents of students at the secondary level. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 7 days. Assam and Meghalaya are expected to experience heavy rainfall from tomorrow until Friday, while Bihar is likely to see similar conditions until Wednesday. As part of the Swachhta Hi Seva 2024 campaign, NSS JNC organized a mass cleanliness drive at Ayang Village in collaboration with the Ketir Momir Society on Saturday. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.